One of the best films I've seen lately was Made in France by a director I'd never heard of with a cast of French actors I'd never seen before. It's called With a Friend Like Harry. Part social satire, part thriller, it begins as a family is driving to their ramshackle summer home they're fixing up. It's hot, the car doesn't have air conditioning, the three children are whining, and the parents look miserable. At a rest stop, the husband and father, Michel, meets a man named Harry, who remembers Michel from high school. Harry and his sensual girlfriend invite themselves over to Michelle's summer home, and from there on, Harry, who is very wealthy and appears to live the life of luxury and leisure, tries to help Michelle improve his life by buying him unwanted gifts and by secretly killing people Harry thinks are standing in Michelle's way. With a Friend Like Harry won 4 Césars, the French equivalent of the Oscars. The film has opened in several American cities and will be opening in more cities over the next few weeks. My guest Dominic Moll wrote and directed the film. He grew up in Germany and now lives in France. I asked him about coming up with the idea for the film.
The original idea was a confrontation between two persons who had a very different approach to life. One, Michel, who is a family man, who thinks that in life you cannot always do what you want and who always tries to make everybody happy and doesn't do such a good job at that. And then the other one, Harry, who thinks that in life you can do what you want and you have to do what you want. And then I wanted to see what would happen if you put those two people together.
I think I'm not giving too much away here because this part is even mentioned in the coming attractions for the movie. But Harry, in order to free Michel from his family responsibilities, kills some of the people in Michel's family, thinking that he's doing Michel a great favor by liberating him. Tell me a little more about how you got that far in your process.
I think it's... there is a truth to it. I think that Harry is quite right when he says, for instance, that one has to liberate oneself from one's parents. And it's an old psychoanalytical concept that you have to kill your parents in order to be yourself, only that most people do it in a symbolic way when they are teenagers and they revolt themselves against their parents. And Harry takes it more literally because he thinks that Michel never killed his parents symbolically, and so Harry thinks that he has to do it for him for real.
I'm interested in how you created Harry, the person who's wealthy and independent and free and wants to liberate Michel so Michel can be free too. Harry, the first time we meet him, is smiling so much, we really distrust the smile. He's the kind of character who's so generous and ingratiating. You distrust him for that too, and then of course you feel guilty about distrusting him because he seems so nice and well-meaning, but it's just a little too much. Tell me a little bit about how you created him and what advice you gave the actor about how to play him.
Well, I created him really in opposition to Michel, to the other character. He's like a fantasy figure of what Michel is not. He's somebody who seems to be on a permanent vacation, who is rich, who has a beautiful car, a beautiful girlfriend, and yes, he's like a fantasy figure of freedom. And what was important for me and what I found interesting about Harry is that even if he does commit crimes, he's really well-intentioned from the beginning to the end. He really wants to help Michel in a very sincere way, and that was one of the main things I told the actor, that really the most important thing was Harry's sincerity. For me, it was important that he should be sincere because that's what I found interesting, the contrast between the things he does and the good intentions. Because if he had been bad intentioned, or if he, I don't know, he wanted revenge for something, it would have been much less interesting because he would just have been an enemy, whereas there he's really a friend, only he really overdoes it.
Did you base the character of Harry, the person who seems to have everything and complete independence, but he's too nice and too smiling and too generous, did you base him on anybody that you knew?
No, I don't. I don't know anybody like Harry, but I think that I have Harry inside of me, some little voice, you know, who sometimes tells me to do things that I know would not be convenient to do, and so he really comes out of my imagination.
This is a voice that tells you to liberate your talent by by being cruel or unthinking with other people?
Well, yes, sometimes, yes, yes. I mean, it doesn't mean that I do it, but the voice is there.
One of the reasons why Harry wants to go out of his way to help Michelle is because he thinks Michelle is this wonderful writer whose talent is being held back by family responsibilities. And you know, Harry quotes some of Michelle's writing by heart, so we get to hear some of Michelle's writing, and it sounds dreadful. It sounds like that, like surrealistic high school type of writing that's very over the top. And you know, if the writer goes anywhere, he's going to have to learn a little more discipline and polish. What did you think of the writing?
What do you mean? It's dreadful. It's great. Well, no.
Can you quote any of it? Do you remember?
Not in English. Not in English.
Okay.
No. No, but I thought. I mean, in the subtitles, of course, it's a bit cut down. But the original English translation of the poem was really great. It sounded like Shakespeare. And no, the poem in French is, well, actually, what I like about it is that I couldn't tell if it has literary value or not. I mean, I feel it has a certain strength when Harry reads it, and then I can also understand that Michelle's brother thinks that it's completely ridiculous and that he makes fun of it. And I think with poetry and sometimes art in general, it's not always easy, you know, to tell if it has a real objective value or not. The value is given by what people think of it, so it's very subjective.
I'll confess, when I was hearing the poetry that, you know, Michelle had written when he was in high school, I was wondering, is this one of the things that maybe you wrote when you were in high school that you dragged out of the trunk for this movie?
No, I never wrote poetry in high school or anywhere else. So, no, actually, it's a friend of mine who wrote that poem.
Oh, okay.
But his name is not Harry or Michelle.
And I bet he wouldn't want his name mentioned in the context of this interview.
Well, no, I know. His name is... No, I can give his name.
Yeah?
I mean, it's on the credits, so that's fine.
Oh, I missed that.
So his name is Francis Villon. Not François Villon, but Francis Villon.
Oh, for a second I thought, wow, and I was putting this poem down. now, how did you discover that poem of his?
Well, actually, it was quite a coincidence because it's a friend of mine who, he's not a professional writer, but he likes to write little texts and poems in the evening, and sometimes he sends them out to his friends as a joke. And as I was writing the screenplay, well, I had the idea about that high school poem, and at the same time, I didn't want to write it. And that's when he sent it, but by accident, he didn't know that I was writing that screenplay. And so I thought that it fitted quite nicely, also because it is talking about daggers and night and all that.
Why don't I read an excerpt of the poem that we're talking about, the poem that the character Michelle writes in high school. This is the translation from the English subtitles. It's called The Dagger in the Skin of Night. Slowly he moved forward with his dagger in the skin of night, taking all his time with his dagger in the skin of plight. He sniffed the breeze with his big gun of overnight, smiling with all his teeth. Slowly he moved forward, taking all his time. From his side shot out a blade of steel with his dagger in its skin of steel. Then he started time to kill. On the breeze he felt a chill. On his skin he felt a thrill, etc., etc. Well, we'll talk more with Dominic Moll, the writer and director of the movie With a Friend Like Harry. After a break, this is Fresh Air. Dominic Moll is my guest. He wrote and directed the new film With a Friend Like Harry. With a Friend Like Harry is both a social satire and a thriller. Is it hard, do you think, to combine the two?
I didn't find it very difficult. I mean, when I started to work on the film, I didn't tell myself, okay, I want to combine a thriller with a social satire. It just happened that way. I mean, there are also elements of comedy, and it all came quite naturally, actually. So I didn't see it as something particularly difficult.
Are there certain movies that you've studied? I don't mean studied in class, but just like watched over and over again to try to see how the director built suspense?
Well, for Harry, I mean, there are some films that I looked at again. I mean, some films like, I don't know, the Shining by Kubrick, which is actually a film that I tried to study very thoroughly when I was 18, which was the time it was released in 1980, 1981. And since I didn't have any video recorder, I don't know if videotapes existed at the time. I went to the movie theaters with a paper and a pencil, and I wanted to sketch down all the frames as the film ran, because I later on I wanted to analyze how the film was made and how the shots were put together and all that. And after the first six shots, I had to give up because I couldn't follow up with the drawing. So that's one of the films that I really like. And I but then it's also difficult, I mean, to know how much a certain film has influenced you. I mean, I couldn't say that there's a film that particularly inspired me for Harry. I think that probably a lot of films influenced me, but more in a subconscious way. I didn't look at any film and saying, well, I'd like Harry to look like that film or to be close to that one.
What do you think you learned from watching The Shining over and over again?
Actually, a certain simplicity, I think, because it's that's what I like about that film. That formally, it is actually quite simple. I mean, as even if you have all the Steadicam shots and all that, but they're used in a very precise and specific way, and that's what I like about filmmaking, when things are very precise and specific and apparently simple. I don't quite like it when the camera movements are incredibly baroque and fancy and trying to show off something that lacks in the content. And so that's one of the things I really liked about The Shining.
You're from Germany. You live in France now, and you made the film in France. Why did you move from Germany to France?
Well, first of all, because I have both nationalities. I mean, I'm half French and half German. And so it's true that I did grow up in Germany. But then when I began to become interested in film, I thought that it would be a good idea to come to Paris just to watch as many films as possible. And Paris is really a good place to watch films. And so that's why I came to Paris.
Are there good things in terms of funding related to making a movie in France?
Well, yes. I mean, I think, as far as Europe is concerned, I mean, France is certainly one of the countries one of the best places to make films, because the film industry is supported by the French government, because it's still regarded as being part of the French culture, because it was invented here. And so they really support films. I mean, which doesn't mean that all the films are financed with government money. That's not true at all. I mean, there's a lot of private money, and so they developed a system which is quite clever, where they, on each ticket that's being sold, they take a tax. And that tax then is used to support the French film industry. And so there are quite a lot of films being produced in France every year, about 160 films, which is quite a lot for a country the size of France.
So even if you buy a ticket to an American movie showing in France, that ticket is taxed and helps to support the French film industry.
That's right. That's what's so clever about it.
Dominic Moll, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Dominic Moll wrote and directed the French film With a Friend Like Harry. It's already opened in many American cities and will open in more cities over the next few weeks.